Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Martin guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. Got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. It's time to get boat smart with our marine service technology expert, Stefan Schmidt. Stefan, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Pensacola, and we appreciate you listening in today. I tell you, if you're out on a pontoon boat today, you better have a bimini top to keep you dry. It looks like it's going to be raining all day long. So I want to remind my listeners, if you got a boat on a trailer or out on the water, make sure your bilge pump's working. Make sure that your boat plug is out when you have these rain events so your boat doesn't fill up with water. So always check that on these rainy days to make sure you don't have a boat filling up with water causing damage to some components in your boat. So check that out today before you get swamped in this rain. You are listening to Boat Smart. Boat Smart is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. Also need to mention that you can text your questions in. Also, we can do that as well. So 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola. The phone number 850-492-0487. They always answer the phone out there at Key Marine, so give them a call if you need any boating repairs or you have any questions. They're more than happy to take your calls out there also. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounting prices on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all MerCruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch product service and repair. You can check them out on Facebook. That's where they put their consignments and all their specials, that type of stuff. So you can check them out on Facebook, friend them on there also, and that way you can stay in touch with Key Marine for your service needs. Right now, time is starting to run out for their 25% discount that they have. That's going on through the 31st of this month. You get 25% off of labor. It's a great deal to take care of your annual maintenance. Maybe you have a repower you're interested in doing, restoration projects, something like that. This promotion, again, is going on until the 31st of this month. If you take advantage of that promotion, you will also receive on 10% off of any repairs after the promotion. So if you need additional repairs after the promotion is over and you have to go back to Key Marine, maybe you're just putting a lot of hours on your boat and you're ready for another service, they will give you 10% off of labor if you take advantage of this 25% off. It's a great time to save money out at Key Marine. So I would do that before the time runs out. So give them a call, get on their schedule. I know they're busy out there. And so you just at least call them and get on a schedule for that 25% discount. I'm the marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown is located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. You can catch them on the web at georgestonecollege.edu. The phone number 850-941-6200. They have a great chat feature on that page, on that web page. I would recommend using that chat feature or coming by the school rather than trying to call. A lot of times our counselors are so busy taking care of potential students and getting them lined out that they have a difficult time getting to the phones. So that chat feature is a great way to get a hold of a counselor or maybe financial aid or myself or any other instructors out there at Georgetown Technical College. You can also go to the website and find the program that you're interested in. Hopefully it's the Marine Service Technology program. Click on that program and scroll down. You can find my email address and phone number on that page. More than happy to take your emails or calls from there as well. So we're more than happy to help you out with your education needs, or if you have a boat question, maybe you can throw that at me as well. More than happy to do that too. So I'm more than happy to answer any of your questions you might have about my program. I'll help you assist you in other programs also. We had a student that emailed me this week, and he asked about two different programs. He asked about my program and the electrical program. And this is a high school student interested in getting into a tech college, and he hasn't decided what he wants to do yet. So he wanted to take a tour of my program, and the electrical program, two opposite directions. But, you know, he's trying to make a decision on what he wants to do as he gets out of high school. So the electrical instructor, Art Cotton, is going to give him a tour of his program hopefully today. And then I will set up a tour of my program sometime this week for that gentleman and get him in there and talk to him about what we do over in the Marine Service class. So we're able to help students. If they're interested in my program or other programs, they can contact me, and I'm more than happy to guide them in the right direction. Also, we need to let everybody know that there are scholarships available. You must pre-qualify for those. VA and Pell Grants are also available. So take advantage of that by that chat feature. Go by and talk to the counselors at school. They're more than happy to help you with any of that finance help, that type of thing. So just give them a call or actually go by and see them. Check them out on the chat feature on the web. Speaking of students coming into class, I have a student that is coming down all the way from Gunnersville, Alabama. Okay. This is exciting because we got students from all over the Southeast that are coming to our class to take our class so they can get out into the marine industry. This particular student, his father owns a dealership in Gunnersville. And I find this interesting, and I find it that it's pretty cool to me that this dealership is sending their son down to Pensacola, Florida, Georgetown Technical College, the Marine Service class, to train him to work at that dealership. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the students starting. They're coming down this weekend to actually look for him a place to live. And we're trying to find him a part-time job while he's down here so he can help pay for the school. He's got to pay out-of-state tuition because he's coming from North Alabama. And I've been working with this potential student, or now student, for about a year now. And through phone calls, I actually met him at the school, talked to them at school, went through and did a tour of the program with the student and his mom and dad. And we talked about how we do things over there. And now everything's getting lined up, and they're able to start making that move down here to Pensacola. The son's coming by himself, and we're trying to find him a place where he can stay in Pensacola. So I'm helping him out with that this weekend if they need help with that. And I'm also just trying to help him find a part-time job somewhere to help him with his education. And we have a lot of people that step up to do that, giving my students part-time jobs so they're able to go to school full-time. And that says a lot about these dealerships, that how important it is for students to get an education, or the, you know, potential employees, future employees of their companies, to continue their education with George Stone in the Marine Service class. I just think that's a great opportunity that these dealerships are taking to connect with us and to work with us to help students to accomplish their goals. Isn't that a great thing to make that happen?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah, and we continue to do that, work with different dealerships and individuals in our area. And I think that's a lot of the success of my program. You know, today's my day off, right? So I do my show, and then after the show today, I'm going out to talk to another local dealer, somebody that is a startup, okay? Somebody that is looking at starting a different location here in our area. And they contacted me about a month ago, and I've been working with them through email and phone calls. And what they're actually doing is they're going to incorporate in their business plan our school and what we do over at George Stone. So I'm going out there today to talk to them and how we can incorporate the training of our students to make them a viable employee for this company. And they're wanting to work with me and the school to bring people through the school and then back to that business location, which is exciting to have that type of partnership. So I'm going out there today after I get off the show to talk to them about that. And that's what I do on my days off. I work hard to try to get out there and find my students jobs, to help find my students places to live, you know, if they're coming out of town, that kind of thing. So I continue to do that, and it's very exciting for me to make stuff like that happen. It's a little extra effort that I do to help students meet their goals, and I think that's why we are so successful with this. The business partners that we have, the people that are helping us at the school, Mercury Marine, Yamaha Marine, all these people working together to make this happen. All the dealerships are very busy right now. Everybody's looking for help. It continues to be that way. I don't see anything changing throughout this next year. I think people are going to continue to look for help in the marine industry. It is very, very strong. And right now is a great opportunity for anybody that's looking for a career in the marine industry to get trained up and to get them ready to go to work. I had a student I talked about last Friday that had an interview, and I'd said on the air that I'm waiting on his phone call or text message about his interview. And he actually called me after the show. And while he was leaving the other interview, he had a phone call from another dealership to do two interviews. So he actually was leaving one interview to go to another one. And I think that's great. Here he is going to the first interview, gets a job offer. Now I'm co-oping this student, which means he's going to continue his education through the dealership under my wing. Basically, me checking on him, checking with the dealership, making sure everything's going correctly. And he's gaining credit by working in the field at a dealership through a co-op program. So when they go into the co-op program and they have to have my approval, they have to have a good attendance, they have to have all these things that they can, that make them eligible for co-op. They have to have so many hours in the course. My course is 750 hours minimum that they have to have in the course. This student was a little over 850 hours in the course. And then they're eligible for what we call co-op. The student then goes to put in an application, a resume, and they go for a regular job interview just like they would at any other, as if they were any other potential employee. So the dealerships, they interview them just like they would any employee. So this student went to this dealership, went through the interview process, went through the tour of the facility, loved what he's seen, and was offered a job on the spot. All right. So of course he wants to think about it. You know, that's a smart thing to do. You always want to think about things like that. As he left that dealership, another dealership calls him and says, "Hey, you know, we'd like to interview you. When were you available?" And he happens to say, "Well, you know, I'm kind of in your area and I could do that anytime." And then he drove over and had another interview and another tour of a shop and another job offer. Okay. That's very exciting when you have that kind of stuff on the table. That would make any person getting into this industry feel accomplished, I think, when you have two interviews, same day, two job offers. So he thought about it over the weekend. And again, that is something very important to do. And he actually took the first job offer they were both very close. They were both places are great places to work. No question about that. He took the other one, the first one that he was offered, and then he emailed and told the other business that he appreciated the opportunity. And he followed up with them, letting them know that he took a position with another company. So, you know, we don't just teach students how to work on boats. We teach them how to job interview. We teach them how to accept jobs, how to turn down jobs that somebody has offered them, and do it in a respectful way, and to follow up as they do these processes. I think that's great that we do that over at George Stone. So we work really close together with other departments there. I have Susan Shockley, who is our co-op coordinator. She works closely with my students to help them build resumes. She helps them to learn about how job interviews work, how to dress during job interviews, that type of thing. And then she works with them when they go into co-op. If I don't have time to make the visit, she will do the visit for me, check on the students, that kind of thing. And I'm constantly checking on them, either through email or through phone conversations. And also the students come by the shop, by the school by the shop on Thursday nights many times to talk about their experiences throughout the week. And that's exciting, too, to be able to have them come through the shop and stay in touch with us. I do need to remind people that are listening that it is a call-in show. I know I talk a lot, but I'm more than happy to take your calls. 850-437-1620 is the phone number, 850-437-1620. I sure have plenty of time to take a phone call. Maybe you have a question about your boat. Maybe you have a question about what it takes to get into school over at Georgetown. More than happy to answer those questions for you. So as we go into our show here, I always like to talk about good things. And of course, job interviews and new students coming in class, those are all good things. That is our theme for this year, talking about good things and moving forward and staying excited about this new year as we go into it. And, and I'm going to mention that student's name that had the job offer and took a job. His name is Clark Newsom. He does a great job in my class, always has a great attitude, works hard, always wants to dig in. And this student is doing a great job in my class, and now he's going to do a great job for somebody at a dealership learning under the wing of a seasoned technician. So that's a good for him. Also this week, we work with our welding program a little bit, our instructor over there. And that doesn't have anything to do with welding. It has to do with forklift training. My students have the ability to go online, and they do a OSHA forklift training. And they go online, they do the training, they pay for it, they do the training. And then our welding instructor, who is OSHA certified, continues the education with the hands-on portion of it. So he takes time out of his day to train my students on the forklift and use the forklift. So I had four students that actually got their forklift training this week and got certifications for that. That's very exciting. The reason I like it is because now I have students that can actually drive the forklift, and I'm not the one out there driving the forklift all the time. So we actually had them moving boats around right after their training. I went out there and supervised it to make sure they were doing what they were supposed to do, and I had spotters out there, and we actually moved. And it's funny how the students, that they get their forklift training, and I walk in there, and I hand them a key to the forklift, and I say, hey, anybody want to move a boat? And they're all like, I do. And they get out there and take turns moving boats around. And the welding instructor asked my students, why are you guys interested in forklift training? Is this just to move boats here at school? And they told them, you know, that's a very common way that dealerships move boats around. They use a forklift or a tractor to move boats in and out of the shop. It would be very tedious to hook a boat to a truck and move it in and out. So a lot of these dealerships use forklifts to do that. So they put a ball on the fork of the forklift or a bracket that they have built onto it. They hook it up, go out there, pick up the boat by the tongue, make sure everything's able to move, make sure that there's nothing dragging and like an outdrive or anything. And they move boats in and out of the shop. So it's really nice to have the welding instructor work so closely with us to get these students trained up. Now I have four more students that are working on their forklift training this week, and they're going to try to get over there and get that done with him also. So it's neat to see that happen. I also have several students that are working on their boating license, and they go online and they do their certification. And I walked into the media room. I have a media room with computers in it, and that's where students go in and study and review things. And I see them on the computer, and, you know, I'm a nosy instructor. I like to see what they're looking at, and I walk over, and 99.99% of the time it's boating related, right? So I go over there and, hey, what y'all doing? And they're like, oh, we're doing our boating course. And I was like, oh, that's cool. You're doing that because a lot of these dealerships want them to do a boating course. And when the student knocks out that boating course, that makes them more employable because then the dealership doesn't have to wait for them to do that. So the dealerships are happy when they get the boating courses or when they get the Yamaha and Mercury certifications that we offer at the school, those kind of things. So that's pretty neat that they're able to do that in the class also.
Hey, Steph, I just want to let you know that we actually have a text message in right now regarding so the text message reads, I've had my boat up in dry storage for about 4 months now. Haven't wanted to take it out since it was cold. This is the longest I have gone without starting it since I've owned the boat for about 3 years. Anything you recommend when I turn on the boat for the first time? I imagine it might be a couple more weeks before I'm able to take it back out.
Okay. That's a great question. And when you store a boat for a period of time, first thing, let me say this. Gasoline starts going bad after about 2 weeks of storage, okay? So I'm hoping that this boater has treated his fuel. If he's treated his fuel like he's supposed to, the last time he used his boat, he had a fuel treatment stabilizer to his fuel, he should be good to go when he puts his boat in the water. I would do the normal safety checks that he should always do. Check the bilges, make sure there's nothing in there that's leaking. Make sure you're having fuel leaks or anything like that. Check his battery connections, those type of things. And oil levels, of course, on the engine, if it's a four-stroke, and if it's a two-stroke, make sure the oil tank's full, those type of things. But just do your normal inspections that you would typically do. Sitting for 4 months, as long as the fuel is treated, you're probably in good shape. If you had the battery switch in there, hopefully the battery switch was turned off, you may have to charge the batteries up or something like that after a sit for a period of time. But it's good to hear that he's using his boat quite often. Don't let them boats sit for a long period of time. Get them out there and use them. That's what's so very important. And for him to understand that if a boat sits for a while, that can cause problems with the fuel system and other systems in the boat. So just do the preliminary checks, make sure everything's good. And as long as he treated his fuel and had a battery switch and turned that switch off, hopefully his batteries are all charged up. He could possibly ask the high dry to pull the boat down and charge the batteries before he goes over to use the boat. Sometimes they have the ability to do that, so they can do that also. So I appreciate that text message, and I hope that answers his question on that.
Actually, we just received another text message. Along with working on boats, do you also teach working on jet skis?
Okay, that's a good question. We actually have gotten away from working on jet skis a couple years ago. In my perspective, as a business owner, marine technician, service manager type thing, I believe there's several areas when you're talking about technicians that are kind of different in ways, okay? So you have diesel mechanics that I say that is a different field, much of it, okay? You have gasoline technicians that work on outboards and stern drives and boat systems and that kind of thing, and that's a different field. And then you have the jet ski people, the people that work on jet skis. So you have three different fields, basically, that I just mentioned. So we try to stay away from jet skis. It's really not part of my curriculum. If I have a student that has a jet ski, I may let them bring one in to work on it at the school, but we have gotten away from that. The main thing to consider when you're thinking about the jet ski, though, and you're taking my course, is the things that we teach all goes back toward what in the jet ski anyway. So if you can work on the outboard or the stern drive, you can work on the jet ski. Does that make sense, what I'm saying there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we teach the basics. So if this person is interested in taking my course to learn how to work on a jet ski, and they have a jet ski and they want to take my course, I'm more than happy to bring them in, and we're going to teach them the basics. They're going to have to go all the way through the whole entire program, but eventually if they wanted to bring a jet ski in and it's their own personal jet ski, we probably would allow that to happen because the basics are the same. All the basics are the same, the engine, the electrical, all that stuff is the same, and that works well in those situations. So I hope that answered that question.
All right, perfect. Thank you for those that have texted in. We have about a little over a minute left, just to let you know.
Okay, so as I was saying, to work with other programs in there, to the welding instructor helping us out, it's just so great to have that happen. Also, we talked a few weeks ago about the 9.9s, and I'm probably not going to have enough time to talk about this, so we'll probably put that on the next show. We got the motors donated from Mercury, and we started working on them. I'll throw that in the next show because I want to go ahead and thank Key Marine for sponsoring our show. I want to thank our listeners for listening to the show and especially the text messages that we got today. Great text messages. I appreciate that. So let me go ahead and thank our sponsor, Key Marine of Northwest Florida. They're located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. The phone number 850-492-0487. Take advantage of that 25% off. It's so very important that you do that. Get in there before the 31st of January to take advantage of that. That'll give you an additional 10% off throughout the year of any other service needs that you may have. So check them out. Give them a call. They're out on Bower Road, 850-492-0487. 8787 is our. And thank you for my listeners for listening today. And we're here to get people educated about the school, educated about getting into the Marine Service program. So thank you guys for listening, and I will be back next week.
Stephan, as always, thank you. And you can catch a copy of this episode on our News Radio podcast page or anywhere where you like to listen to your podcast. I'll have that posted up here in just about 30 minutes at the conclusion of this show. Stephan, talk to you again soon.
Thank you.